Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Aren't you rejoicing today? Oh, yes. We send you lots of love and hugs from your special pastor today, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, with Time to Talk About It. Yes, you know we will talk about it. Glory be to God. Talk about what? Whatever affects your status in life, whatever affects your Christian walk in Christ, we will talk about it. Yes, if you want to talk about it, call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. We are not your therapists. We are only your women and men of God. That's what we are. Hallelujah. That may help you from the Word of God. Yes, give us a call now at 347-857-3925. And we are waiting for your call, you. So glad to be with you again today. I thought I wasn't going to make it, but I made it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You know this is the time you got to practice what you preach. Hallelujah. You must practice what you preach today. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm here today, practicing what I preach. Glory be to God. Now here we are going to pray for a few people today. And we know you're praying for us, right? Yes, you're praying for all of us. I know you are, especially me. Yes. I don't know what you're praying, but you're praying for me. Yes, 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 yes. You know I enjoy my Jesus. I enjoy how Jesus blesses me, how the Lord blesses me and keep me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking God for it today. Now we're going to pray for a few people. We had we got a call to pray for Olga Eugene, who has cancer, lungs and bone cancer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send the word to Olga right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the enemy has come against her. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch her lungs, touch her bones right now. Father God, regulate everything in her body right now to normalcy. In the name of Jesus. Father, we send forth your word, your powerful word, to Olga right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We counsel that assignment of the devil right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Father, continue to touch Bo Pittman in the name of Jesus. Father God Almighty, in Jesus' name, we counsel the assignment of sleep apnea right now in Jesus' name, that he will sleep soundly, God, in you today, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we still pray for Karen Battle. Father, we still praying for her, Father God, that you touch her lungs today in Jesus' name, Father. Right now, God, touch and deliver. And we believe it today that you're touching her right now. Lord, touch Mary, God. Touch her, Father, in Jesus' name, who had a stroke aneurysm. Lord, we would like to know how she's getting along. Father, in Jesus' name, God, continually to heal Mary right now where she is in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. Father God, we ask you to heal the soul of these young men today, God. Michael Simpson and David Neverson and Christopher Whitted Jr. and Michael Whitted Jr., and we're asking you and Benjamin Whitted, yes, finna say Jr., but Lord, we pray for their souls today, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bring these young men to the throne of grace right now by faith. Lord, believe in you, Lord, that you said you'd hear our cry and save our children. Father God, in Jesus' name, save these young men right now in Jesus' name where they are. Whatever mess they're in, save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost, God, and give them a steady mind, a mind to run on and see what the end's going to be. Oh, Father God, we thank you for it today, God. And don't forget, Lord God, we forgot one more. Angel with it. Lord, we put her on that throne right now, grace right now. God, that you would touch her by faith, deliver her, set her free in Jesus' name, mind, soul, and body right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. Father, we're still praying for the pastors today. There's so many that's going through. So many that the enemy is touching their bodies. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you know those that you call, God. Father, we ask for deliverance of them right now, God. Whatever the problem is, whether it's finances, whether it's the congregation membership, whether it's at home, their children, their minds, their bodies are tired, Lord God, whatever the case may be today, God. Touch and deliver them today. Bring them out right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you. We thank you for those that you already healed, God. We thank you for those that you brought through, God. We thank you for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Making them every whit whole, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you can still call in. Now, I'll stop and pray for you. If you want me to, at 347-857-3925, or call and give us a praise report right at this same number. Call and give us a praise report, 347-857-3925. We're waiting to hear from you what God has already done. Ah, isn't that all right? All right, all right, all right. We do thank God. I tell you, I thank God for some help today. I certainly thank God for Pastor Sharon here with us today. I thank God, you know, that she didn't have to go to work or something herself, praise God. But I thank God for her being here, God. I need the help today. Yes, you praying for me? I hope you are. Call me up and tell me you're praying for me. That'll be fine, too. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't have no pride. I'm not saying I'm such a big-time preacher, somehow I don't need nobody to pray for me. That's a lie from the pit. You do need somebody to pray for you. They help you keeping your hands up. There I go. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, let me go through here briefly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in this. Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you, engineer. Thank you. Engineer, tell me you didn't give your word. You know, she always be looking for that word for the day. You know, she be ready for it. All right, let me give you the word for today. It says, love is the great transformer, turning ambition into aspiration, selfishness into service, greed into gratitude, getting into giving, and demands into dedication. Shall we say that again? Love is the great transformer, turning ambition into aspiration, selfishness into service, greed into gratitude, getting into giving, and demands into dedication. Govern yourselves accordingly. Oh, praise God. But I'll get back to this. Yes, you know, I was thinking about in this day where everything is upside down, where we don't know what is what anymore or who's who. We're in all types of situations now, what to do, when to do, and how to do. And we don't know any of these things. So we've come to a point when we don't know what to do, all I can say is call on God and say, Lord, what shall we do to be able to stand? You know, because you don't know how to stand anymore. If you stand for what's right in your standards, they say you're doing wrong. If you stand for Jesus, you know they're going to say you're doing wrong. So you don't know how to stand today, now do you? Now, some of you say, well, I know. No, you don't, not till when things start hitting you left to right and things have gone out of whack, including your children and everything. Now, you know you don't know what to do when they say, well, don't, you can't spank your child. And you can't even say, if you don't sit down, man, boy, I'll break your neck. You know we used to scare them all the time with that, right? We don't know how to do, we can't do that anymore. So you don't know what to do, now do you? Isn't that where we are today? You don't know what to do to stand for what you believe, huh? Because the older group believed in spanking them children's bottom, huh? And listen, now any child that came out with talking about abuse, doing that, my parents abused me. No, your parents didn't abuse me, too. Whoop your butt. That's all. That's because the Bible told you that's what you should do, and you won't spoil the child, and the child won't be having the hang-ups. Mm-hmm. But because we have psychiatrists saying and crazy people saying that don't believe in God, they're saying that, you know, you shouldn't spank your child because they're going to have a mental problem. They're not going to have a mental problem. You got the mental problem because you're putting that in their head. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I must feel better now. Praise God, hallelujah. But you got to know what to do today to be able to stand. You hear what I'm saying? Because now, don't get mad, you holy rollers. Don't get mad, because I'm going to say this here. This is what they always say. You damned if you do, and you damned if you don't. You see what I'm saying? They say I'm cursing. You know. I didn't curse nobody out, did I? I did not curse anybody out. I'm only giving you a cliche. Now, that's a cliche you have heard all your life just about, huh? When you want to do something and somebody tell you not to do it, huh, that you shouldn't do it or some way like that, you don't know what to do, do you? So that's what comes up. Be to God. So we talking about today what you going to do to stand, huh? First of all, so you got to learn how to face every problem. You have daily problems. Something go wrong daily, and you don't know what to do, huh? And when you living, you have daily suffering. Every day you suffering through something. It's either your landlord, it's either your light bill, it's either your children or your husband or your wife or your car or something you got to suffer through is aggravating your nerves, huh? And you ready to throw in the towel. Now, come on, tell the truth about it. Now, you know it. You know I'm telling you the truth today. Now, it may sound funny, but I'm telling you the truth anyhow. See? Now, suppose you were like Paul. Now, Paul had to suffer a whole lot because of how he persecuted the church. Now, first long so, let's find out, are you persecuting the church? No. Now, if you're persecuting the church, you're going to really catch it. That's all I can tell you. Because Paul received 40 stripes. And the Bible says save one, 41 stripes, because he didn't want to, he wanted to go beyond what Jesus had suffered. And they did it to him 5 times. This happened to him. Now, could you stand that? Could you stand that type of persecution? Could you stand that type of suffering? Huh? Would you give up Jesus quick, fast, and in a hurry? Or would you say, no, I don't know the man. You do like Peter did by the fire. I don't know the man. You had to express that, huh? I don't know the man. Is you going to say that? Or are you going to say, Lord, help me to stand? You can say that now. Lord, help me to stand. Because you're going through stuff, and you know if you got young children, these schools, and they don't want prayer, they don't want this, that, and other, and they're taking away this and taking away that from the school. And you know the teacher cannot discipline them, and you got to let the child come to school with guns and razor blades and all these kind of things is going on, and you can't say anything. Well, now something has gone wrong already with America and its school system. Huh? The people that's running it, they should just take them out, you know, and put some new people in there. Somebody that understands. Somebody that say that we are going to walk in our Christian faith as this this America's was found under the Christian banner, and yet you want to tear down the banner, burn it, and all of that. You know, you don't even want the American flag to go up, let alone the Christian flag. Now something is very wrong here, and you know you can say you smell a rat, don't you? And he sure is stinking. No, my. But you want to know how to stand. Isn't that what you want to know today? How are you going to stand in the midst of all this turmoil? How are you going to stand when everything around you is corrupt and wicked? Huh? You got demons, devils, and warlocks, and all them other things, witches, and everybody flowing from one place to the other, and you're trying to figure out how we going to make it. Honey, I can tell you in one word how you're going to make it. It's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Now, that's the only thing going to help you make it through, help you be able to stand. Now, I can go through, we're going to go through a few scriptures, so you'll know too of how to stand, because things are going, it's going to get worse. Now, I know you don't want to hear it and you wish I'd shut up, but wouldn't you rather me to warn you of what's going on than you to walk in it unaware, unprepared, huh? Do you hear me, huh? Now, I'd rather know the truth. Because I know the truth going to set me free. I will not have to be in bondage if I have been prepared already for what's to come. I don't have to get all bounded up again. You see what I'm saying? I can stay free, you see, and I can stand through any storms, do you see? Yes. Oh, so many times we don't understand that in, I think it is Philippians, he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, if he say he going to strengthen you and he going to take you through everything, you can do it. But he say also in that 11th verse, he say, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Have you learned that today? Have you learned to be content? This is what I want to know today. You've got to learn how to make it, huh? Through the storm, huh? You got to learn how to, as we say, ride the tide. You got to learn how to look up and live. Do you see what I'm saying today? You're going to have to learn how to do it if you don't know it already. Now, your preacher should teach you how to do those things, how to stand in the time of your storms, how to stand when it looks like everything is gone down but the word of God, how to stand in the word, how to stand through the word, how to stand with the word. Do you get the picture today? No, I know you do. I know you do. Glory be to God. Because every time you turn your TV on, something else is going wrong. Oh, you can't trust your politician. You can't trust your preacher. You can't trust your teachers. You can't hardly trust yourself these days, can you? Everything seems to go wrong. But you stand tall and say, God, keep me, Lord. Help me to stand. I need your help today, Father, to stand through all the adversities that I incur. I need to be able to stand, Lord, when my friends is turned to enemies. I need to stand. stand when my family is turned against me. I need to be able to stand, Lord, and stand on your word. Hold fast to that word. That's what I need today, God. Oh, you come on, talk to God today. Now, you not to tell me if you don't want to, but you talk to God because that's who I'm talking to, huh? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Because he told me also in Colossians, he said, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk ye in him. You walk in him like you received him, and be rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught. Now, God, you done learned that, haven't you? I know you have. I know you were listening when you went to school to the Bible class. You learned it. You listened, didn't you? You didn't just sit there and twiddle your thumbs, did you? You listened because he says, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Be why you there? Start thanking God, huh? Start thanking him that he give you a mind to stand, want to stand, huh? And that even though it's a little uncomfortable, you want to stand anyhow, don't you? Come on now. You get sick sometimes and you don't want to, you say, oh, Lord, why me? Why me? Well, why not you, huh? It's your suffering time. It's your suffering time. Just start praising God out of that suffering, laughing and thanking God of something beautiful that God has already done in your life, and see, don't you feel much better? Oh, my, my, my. Come on, think about it, huh? Now, listen what else he said. In that same scripture, Galatians, he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. You be careful, huh? You got to always be on the watch. I don't mean just sit up there and your attention is solely on, I'ma see if he gonna be wrong. I'ma see if she gonna be wrong. You don't do that. Not that type of watching, huh? And being aware, huh? Listen to what the person is saying. Are they talking through their own philosophy? Are they speaking to you to something? They're vain deceit. They are already deceived themselves, so they're deceiving you too. And then they're going to teach you after tradition of men. You know, so many times we get traditions from men and not the tradition of God. You see, this is what we do. We don't hear what God is saying. We think it's foolishness. That's why we can't stand, because we'll listen to the tradition of men. They would tell you things that they thought you should do or what they did in the old time. But if they did it in the old time and it wasn't Christian, it wasn't God, then what it was is the tradition of men, right? Come on now. You know that's what it was, and you don't want to go that way. You ain't standing, that's what mama said, that's what daddy said, that's what Uncle Joe said, and all of this. Okay, come on, talk to me now. You can call me and talk to me. If you don't agree with me, you can still talk to me, okay? Praise God. But the tradition of men, we want to follow these things, so we get in trouble. We cannot stand when our storms show up. We cannot pray, you know, like the storm is raging and it just coming up near you, and you can't stand up and say, peace be still, because there's no peace in you, because you're following the tradition of men and the philosophy of men, not God's way, not Jesus Christ's way. You're not standing on his word, but you're standing on what some man has told you that ain't even in the book. You understand? See, we get stuff out of the book, huh? And we try to turn it around to suit ourselves, to make somebody else happy. Say, well, we don't want you to think. Now, think about this here. Now, the thing going around now that we can't call sin, sin. Now, the Bible says sin is sin, ain't it? And there's all kinds of sins that are committed. But yet, we are following the tradition of men. Now, they've gotten this to be a tradition, or let's put it in this vernacular, the law. It's the law. You can't call sin sin. That's what they say. Now, I don't know. I ain't looked at the law book yet. You see, because it don't make sense to me. You want to change God's words to your words. That's a deceit. That's a vain deceit. It is deceiving man, and it is causing men and women to do what? To sin. To go against God. Do you hear what I'm saying now? To go against God. Now, if you're going to go against God, how do you expect to stand? Can you tell me? How in the world do you expect to stand? But I'm just talking today. You know, I'm telling you what scriptures say. There are a few scriptures out here that I wrote down. Look what Timothy, 2 Timothy say, flee also youthful lust, follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You're supposed to get with the righteous and do what? Have faith, love, peace, to follow them, you see? But do we do that? No, we want to follow the things of the world, the glitter, the glamour, the money people. We want to follow that. That's what we are following and call ourselves Christians. This is what I'm saying. Everybody came for say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, but they want to say, it's all right for man to marry man and woman to marry woman. It's all right. Well, if it's all right for you, that's good, but it's not all right for me. Don't try to make me go along with your stuff. But you don't want to hear my stuff. You want to ban Christian talk. You want to ban the Ten Commandments and whatever Jesus said. But you want me to go along with your stuff. That's not fair. Now, you know that ain't fair. You ain't right, huh? I can't stand believing what you believe. And you say, I don't want to stand believing what you believe. This is what you're telling us, huh? Because what you're telling us is old-fashioned, huh? Then you're going to tell us it's old-fashioned, and so somebody else is going to say, but our forefathers did this, and your forefathers had to do what God say do or die. Now, when God start placing that judgment upon you again, maybe something will change, don't you think? My God, my God. Let me go on. Praise God. We got somebody else here too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See what he say. Flee from that youthful lust. You know, flee from it. Stop following unrighteousness and start following Jesus, huh? Now, let me tell you one thing. I know our dear sister gonna, she got something good over there. Praise God. But I wanna read something here. It's some scripture I wanna read. Now it may seem long to you, but I'm gonna read it because it tells you something here. In Titus, the second chapter of Titus, and let's start at the first verse. I'm gonna read this to you, and I want you to hear good, and you can get it and read it later if you want or whatever. But I'll go through it and maybe a little quickly, for lack of time here. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Huh? That the aged men be sober, not drunk, not in dope heads. Grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. The aged women likewise. You know them out there trying to be cougars and hoochie-hoochie mamas and all that, the aged women. That they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not what? False accusers, not given to much wine, neither teachers of good things. Teachers of good things. Not teaching you how to go out and get a man. Not teach you how to put on the hoochie mama clothes and tempt them with your cleavage out and everything hanging. Not teaching you how to go get a new face like a cosmic surgery and all that stuff. You know, you don't need to be taught all that. You were good looking when God made you. Huh? You had all the attributes you need when God made you. You hear me? Now you can put a little hair on your head, I can see. Praise God. God. But glory be to God. Go on. Don't try to go overboard with it, you see. He said that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Now, we got something going on here. These people don't love their children. They killing their children all kind of ways, doing all kind of foul things against children. Now, that bothers me a whole lot, people. I mean, it hurts my heart. Children didn't ask to be here, okay? To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Not somebody else's. Now, leave that woman husband alone. Leave that man's wife alone. Get your own stuff. That the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Now, now you want to know how to stand, huh? These are giving you some keys to living a righteous life and what not to do. Because when you begin to do some of these things, or most of these things, or one of these things, or how many ever you choose to do, you're not going to be able to stand in the time of storm. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Let's read some more. In all things show thyself a pattern of good works. I want to read that to you again, the seventh verse. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing in uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, they cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. You speak truth. Hello. You speak truth. And when you speak truth, it's telling that person how to stand through any kind of storm that come about, any kind of adversities that occur in your life, any enemy that show its ugly face around you or in your life cannot condemn you, cannot put you down, cannot make you take back the word of God. Now, I'm going to say this here. This woman that's standing up for her standards there in Kentucky, we need to pray for her. Pray for her strongly that she'll continue to stand through her standards and what she believes in, because she is taking a stand and she's taking slack from a whole lot of people and is lose a job and everything else. But you... we're going to stand for her. We're going to stand for her on our end of town where we are, because it could be us. Somebody in our neighborhood could stand up, but ain't nobody got the gall to stand up duty. Now, she do. So let's pray for her. I don't know what her name is, but we're going to pray for the woman in Kentucky. That's all you do. Say, I'm going to pray for her. Huh? It says, exalt servants to be obedient to their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Now, you are held responsible for if you tell somebody not to listen to their master, listen to their boss. Don't you listen to your boss, or you tell somebody, don't listen to that pastor, your pastor. You choose that person to be your pastor. So something is in there good that God wants you to know about. That's why you're there. But you want to run because things are hot. That means you can't stand in the moment of suffering when things are going bad, look like. They're not actually bad. It's only helping you to grow in grace. That's all it is. It ain't nothing bad. It's just good for you. It seems bad in your mind, but it's good for you. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. I go on. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us. Now, this is the one I want you to look at, 12th verse. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, that's how you stand. You don't do these things that we read from one verse all the way down. Huh? If you take heed to what this scripture is saying, you can stand through anything. You hear me? They can beat you, put you in jail, huh? Take your food, take your shelter, take everything from you, and you're still going to stand. Come on, hello, somebody. Know this, you can still stand. Look like everything gone wrong in your household. but you'll still stand for Jesus. But you got to hold on to his principles, huh? You got to hold on to his status. Hold on to the word of the living God. Live it, sleep it, eat it, you know, wear it, huh? The word of God. This is what you have to do. This is what you need to be doing and ought to stand. You must do, as the scripture, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the power of God. Cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. This is what God wants you to do today. This is why he told you to do it. That's right. In order to stand. But you got to go the way, when you stand, you got to go the way God tells you to go so you can stand. Other than that, you don't have a leg to stand on, huh? If you don't have the word of God that's carrying you and holding you, glory be to God, and in you, then you won't be able to stand. You'll fall right away, huh? Now I'm going to put this to you. If Christ is not in control, then you won't be able to stand. That's all. That's the bottom line. If Christ is not in control of your life, then you won't be able to stand through anything. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, my God. See, the thing is, if you do like the song say, try Jesus, he's all right. And then they go in and say, I done tried him, and he's all right. Oh, my God. Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? You ought to call in. That's what you ought to do. 347-857-3925. Are you going to stand? Huh? Do you have anything to stand on? Do you have the word to stand on? Or you have the tradition of men to stand on? Are you standing on somebody else's tradition? Are they deceiving you? Are they deceiving you and it sounds so good, so you're going to go in with their word? Come on now. Somebody help me. Hallelujah. Now, there's many more scriptures, but you know, I'm not going to go on through those scriptures. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to now leave it over to our own dear pastor, Sharon, that I know she's well capable and able to carry it on out. Amen. Because she know how to stand through. Get on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank God. We thank God for the word of God from Apostle Porter. The word is so rich, how to stand. I mean, she was giving the scriptures, different scriptures of how to stand. And I tell you, in this day and age where a lot of people just following another person, they're not even paying attention to the word of God. They're not paying attention to the signs of time. They're not paying attention to what's really going on, but the deceiving spirit has come upon the people, and they're not being aware because what it sounds so like this is just a normal part of living, but it's not a normal part of living, because even if you go back in your mind and you, the ones of you that had a grandmother and a great grandmother, you know their history, you know they knew how to pray, you know they taught you about Jesus, you know they taught you about loving God and about sin, and they had certain type of morals, so certain type of bringing up. If you go back in your mind, you'll see how far you have came from. You'll see how far you have drifted. You have drifted so far away from the principle that was taught to you, from the word of God that was taught to you. You'll find out how far you have come. And you need to, like, what? Take notice today. Take notice before it's too late. There's so many people believe they're ready to, when Jesus come. If Jesus should come right now, a lot lot of people believe there already. But God learned, I mean, we were learning the word of God. God say what? Without spot or wrinkle. Ah, think about a little spot. It could be a little pin mark. It's still a spot. We think of spot as something big, like a water stain. But even a pin mark, it is a stain. Think about a white garment and a little pen mark is there. You know people can notice it real quick because what? The garment is white. What about even a wrinkle? You know they got them different types of material, the linen clothes. And I don't care how much you press your linen dress, for especially for Communion Sunday. By the time you reach to church, it looks like you were allergic to the iron. But think about the wrinkle now. See, why? Because we believe we are ready for Jesus, but he let you know, examine yourself today. The word came to do what? To transform us, to let us take inventory how far we have come. We're not standing for anything anymore. We're not speaking to our children and letting them know, baby, I hear what you're saying, but you know, baby, there comes a time you have to be responsible for your own action. We close our eyes to what our young people doing. We close our eyes to what our children is doing. Why? Because you say, let them live their own life. But God is going to hold you, the parent, responsible. You know better. You know what the word told you, but you allow the flesh to rule you. And you know what? That's what the apostle was talking about. You allow this to rule you. You allow this and that to rule you. But what about the word of God? What about the creator of the heaven and the earth? God that came and died for your sin. The one that saved you. The one that delivered you. See, God is a merciful God. Even while we were yet in sin, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you and for me. And he's a merciful God. And he's a God of long suffering. And even when we are in a mess, he don't turn our back on us. He turns his back on sin now. But when you repent, he comes right in. How many of you, when you are in a situation, you say, God, oh, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. If you deliver me, if you heal me, if you set me free, if you allow me to go through this surgery, I promise I will not do this and do that again. Why? Because you are facing surgery. You are facing a situation, and you had to reflect over your life and see where you have come up short. Sure. And you promised the Lord, if you bring me through, I'll tighten it up. If you give me a second chance, Lord, I'd love. I won't do it like I did it the first time. If you give me a second chance, oh God, in raising children, I will raise the child differently, God. I'll raise the child according to your word. I'll raise the child to know what your word is saying. Now, we're not talking about the word of man today, but we're talking about the word of God today. Oh, come on, y'all. The word of God. The woman of God was talking about, you know, presenting your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. That is our reasonable service. And we cannot just don't abide by the word of God, because the word of God let us know we must fear the ones that have power to destroy both body and spirit. Oh, come on. Man may destroy the natural body, but God is all power today. He's the one that can say what? Depart from me, you workers of iniquities. I knew you not. Why? Because you dare not to stand on the word of God. You did not stand. When persecution came, you did not stand. When hell was coming forth in your home, you did tic for tat. See, a lot of time it is so easy, y'all, to do tic for tat. It is so easy to allow the enemy to come in and you get a spirit of vengeance. But the word of God let us know, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He's the one that's going to do the repaying. He's the one that's going to work things out for you. He's the one that's going to turn it around for you. He's the one that makes you the head and not the tail. So you don't have to allow flesh to be manifested, and you take matters in your own hand. If you cry unto the Lord, he's able to bring you through. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread, even when there's not enough money in the home to do what's needed. And you know the woman of God and the man and the woman of the home, they be crying out to God, Lord, you promised, oh God, you promised, Lord, and I'm standing on your word. I'm not compromising myself. I'm not going out there to steal. I'm not selling myself. I'm not manipulating and lying, Lord. I'm standing on your word because you promise you'll make ways out of no way for me. And you promise, oh God, if I make you first, you promise, your promise, oh God, that if I put as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You promise, oh God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your Holy Spirit will lift up a standard against it. You promise, Father God, when my enemy come, oh God, to do harm, oh God, you promise to be my protector. You promise, oh God, that just like the Elijah and the woman, when she was reaching the place when she was coming down to a little bit of meal left, and when she wasn't looking and there was not plenty and there was just a little bit left, you promise, oh God, she stand on the word. She stand on the principle. She stand on what the God was speaking to her, and God send the substance in due season. Lord, we thank you, because it's this day and age we got to stand. We have to stand. You cannot compromise for money. You cannot compromise because you're mad. You cannot compromise just because everyone else is compromising. God will hold us accountable. Who's to tell? Other person may get away with this or that, but you may not get away. Jesus may call your name at that moment when you're thinking about making that an appointment, when you're thinking about doing that thing right there. God call your name, and all what you have stand for, all your good work goes straight down the drain, because he can call you. You may not get an opportunity to say, Lord, I repent. Lord, have mercy. Because a lot of time when you keep going back and forth, because the word of God let us know an unstable man, double-minded man is unstable in all his way. You got to stand on the word of God. You have to stand on the word of God and know that God is the one who will be renewing your youth like the eagle. See, you cannot go back and make up for time, because when you were young, you were foolish. But right now, you can stand now and make the difference. You don't have to compromise any longer. You don't have to compromise. You can stand on the word of God and know that God is the one that working it out just for your good. Oh, come on now. And Hebrews 10 chapter verse 24 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. Let's provoke to love and to good work, not evil word, not malicious word, not undercover word, not things that is not pleasing to the eyes of God. We're talking about how to stand. It is so important to forgive. And sometimes you get so frustrated because you say, Lord, how long? You say, God, can you at least open their eyes that they may see clearly, Lord? Open their understanding that they may get what you're saying. But you cannot allow frustration to come in and you lose it. You cannot allow, like, you're waiting, and then you decide to help God, just like Sarah. See, a lot of time we get ourselves in bad position. Why? God tell you to stand. He's sending you this person your way. He's sending your husband your way. He's sending your home your way. And you decided, Lord, you take too long. I'm going to start helping you. I'll help you, Lord, and I'll get the person myself. But how you know the person you choose it is what God is speaking of. God have his best for you. God know the hearts of men. He see all things. He know the future and the past of the person. He knows things that is hidden even from your eyes. Even the person don't even know what's in their heart. And you say, well, I'm taking this. I'm tired of waiting on what? On the Lord. I'm tired of what? Standing for holiness. I'm tired of what? Standing for righteousness. And the time that you decided to do it on your own, you miss your blessing. Why? Because you did not want to stand any longer. We got to stand on the word of God. Know that God is able to do all things. Know that God is the one, the creator of all things. He knows all things today. He's the one working it out. He's working it out just for you. He's working it out just for you. And Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So know that if you, God is working it out, he tell you to wait, please wait this morning. Ask him to renew you. Ask him to renew your spirit of your mind. Ask him to give you a new heart, a heart of him, a heart that is up for the things of him. He told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Stand regardless. I know it gets tired. I know you get tired at times, but stand still. Stand, stand, stand. Why? Because God wants you to stand. I'm reminded about the apostle, the disciple. They were going through great persecution. And I tell you, because they knew what the reward, they knew that they believed in God. They knew that if they stand on what the promises of God, that it is worth it all. It is worth the persecution. It was worth the torment. It was worth they trying to kill you. It is worth it all. Why? Because they knew that God's word is true. When you experience the God have come in and touched your heart, and you experience his great love, you don't mind standing. You don't mind standing. Yes, you get frustrated, but you will still stand. Why? Because he let you know that his word is true. And whatever, whenever it comes to God's word, everything else comes up against the word of God. Why? Because the truth, they hate lies, lies hate truth now. So the truth is God. Stand on the truth of God. And parents, know that you are accountable to what you teach that child. You are accountable. God will hold you accountable for what you are doing. And a lot of times we say, well, no one knows what I'm doing. Yes, they do. God sees all and he knows all. So you have to know that because you did not call yourself, but he called you, you have to be careful on what it is you're doing, knowing that God is able to bring you truth. He is able to do everything he promised to do today. So be encouraged and know that. See, even verse Colossians, the 2nd chapter, it said, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I like that word what Apostle Porter was talking about, verse number 8. Be aware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man. Oh, come on, y'all. After the tradition of man. Vain deceit. Vain deceit. You know what the Word of God says. Take up the Bible now, the B-I-B-L-E. Now, basic instruction before leaving earth. Read the Word of God. Go into the Old Testament and see what God is saying. You say, well, I don't understand the Word of God. Ask God. Say, Lord, I repent of my sin today. I need you to give me the understanding so I may understand what it is you're saying. Or you can find yourself at the City of Victory now. Oh, come on, y'all. You can find yourself at City of Victory. We can go through with you with the Word of God. And you can, if you want whatever it is you want to know, you can call even on right now. You can call and ask the question. And you need good, great understanding of what the Word of God says, that the people are here that is able to help you, to open your eyes and give you the scripture that you need to see that what God said in His Word, it is true. What man said, men always try to change what God says. Men always try to do more than what, you know, like they try to be another God. But you know what? What God says, whatever we do in this body, know that today there is a consequence. So stand today, and when you have done all that you can, stand even more. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is so good, you just don't know. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. In this day and time, we need to learn how to stand. Are we going to stand for truth, or are we going to be deceived from the truth? God is so, so good. And I like verse 8 in Philippians chapter 4. It says, finally, brethren, whosoever things are true, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So he's letting you know that he will be with you, providing that you follow the truth. And who is the truth? The truth is always in God. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Witted. I tell you, prayer warrior, prayer warrior, prayer warrior. I tell you, don't come on playing, come on to pray. Pray for your unsaved loved ones, pray for this nation, pray that we can get together and stand on the Word of God. And that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. now. So call in, let's tear the devil kingdom down, pull down strongholds, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I Am Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. So come on. You can call in on Monday at 3 p.m. and if you need prayer, you can talk with Deacon Michael. At times, we have Bishop Porter there every Wednesday and Thursday.
You can call in between the hours of 9 and 10. And you have any questions, you have a praise report, you need prayer, we are happy because you know what? We move how the Holy Ghost moves. It's not nothing in order this way and in order that way. So know that we are moved by the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to visit us at church, our services on Tuesdays, we have Bible study starting at 6 o'clock. And that address is 31325 CR 437. That's if you're putting it in your GPS now. It's 31325 CR 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. And CR 437 is also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road. On Sundays, we have service starting at 1 o'clock. We have School of Wisdom followed by praise and worship, and the word comes forth. And you know what? Necessarily, it don't go in that order. But know that God is love, and that's exactly what he wants us to do, love. So you be blessed and come on out and listen to us and come on and pray and tear that devil kingdom down tomorrow at 11 p.m.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.